Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I am pleased to be joined by Panorama High School Student Council President Jensen Wilkie. Jensen, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. You guys got a big week, of course. Homecoming is always a fun week with a lot of fantastic events. So just kind of give me the highlights for this week. Obviously, you want to try to get to the football game, but anything else maybe I should have on my radar for any non-students out there like me?
Yes, we have a very big week planned. Sunday, we actually had a homecoming triathlon. So this included three different events with the fall sports. So we had volleyball and cross country and football, and that was a lot of fun. So if you missed that yesterday, you can go to our website and see pictures. Wednesday, we have Decade Day, so the seniors will be wearing 90s attire, the juniors are 80s, sophomores 70s, freshmen are 60s, and the teachers get to be the Wild West, so that should be very interesting and fun. Thursday, we have Vacation Day, so we have a lot planned for that. We have multiple contests, including the car decoration contest, best locker contest, and Thursday night, you can attend the Panorama Coronation, where the Panorama Homecoming King and Queen will be coronated, and that is at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium here in Panora at Panorama High School. And then Friday is Show Your School Spirit Day. The cross-country kids are running the rally run at 11:30, so you can watch when the cross-country kids come in. They start in Ogden, which is who we're playing against on Friday, and then run to Panora. And there's also a community pep rally, so you can come at 1 to the football field and see the cheerleader games, Iron Woman football game. And the pep rally, like I said, is district-wide. The best class banner contest will also be displayed at the football game. Each one of our classes, freshmen, sophomore, junior, and senior will all make a class banner and decorate it, and then the winner will be displayed at the football game. And then, of course, on Friday is our varsity football game against Ogden here at Panora, and starts at 7 p.m. The halftime show will be the Panorama High School Marching Band in recognition of the 2017 State Boys Golf Team. I know that the Panorama High School Marching Band has a lot in store for you. Our theme this homecoming is Panorama Staycation. It's vacation and tropical theme, so if you would like to dress as if you're on vacation, that would be awesome. The Panorama Marching Band is doing a tropical rendition. They're doing Hawaii 5-0 as one of their songs, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, we have the high school homecoming dance in the high school commons. And that's going to conclude our week.
Are you sure that's everything? Did you miss anything? Or it seems like a very, very packed schedule there. That's quite awesome.
I think that is everything. We have a very busy year this year.
Perfect. So just a couple of questions on a couple of the events here, specifically. First of all, the triathlon. How did this come about? I kind of heard a little bit of the origin, but where'd you guys get this idea, and how many teams participated?
Well, in the past years, we've done a color run and a rally run. We've always had great community support and lots of community members are coming to see these events. And we decided we want to do something a little different this year. And Lori Barron, who is a community member and very involved in Panorama, decided, what if we did a triathlon? So it's not just including like the cross-country runners, but also includes the volleyball and the football. We had a great turnout last night. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. And the theme you mentioned, Panorama Staycation. Do you guys come up with that? Did you have a couple of themes you were considering, or did that kind of stand out to all of the council members who had a say in what the theme was?
Originally, we were thinking like a tropical type theme. We also had the carnival theme as another idea. That was one of our big contenders. But Panorama Staycation really stuck out. Originally, it was just me and Tropical Vacation, but since we figured since it's homecoming, we'd have a staycation.
I see.
It's a lot of fun. since we have the lake here in Panora, we have Lake Panorama. Kind of wanted to include that. In the summertime, we get a lot of part-timers, so the back of our T-shirts say we are not part-timers since we're here at the lake all the time. So that was a lot of fun also.
Absolutely. Well, that's very well thought out. So it's not just a tropical theme, but a lot of reasons behind the theme. It's very good. Jensen, anything you want to let the community know about anything else going on this week that we should know about? Anything you didn't mention?
I don't think so. I think I covered everything, but I'd say that community members should definitely come out and see the football game. If they want to come see the pep rally, they can. That'll maybe get them pumped and hyped up for the football game, but I think that's one of our biggest staples. So if you can make it, please come to the varsity football game at 7 p.m. here at Panora Stadium against Ogden.
And Jensen, the pep rally, is that at the football field?
That is okay. At the football field. It starts at 1 o'clock, and it's like about 1 o'clock to 3:30-ish, and we're going to have cheerleader games, Iron Woman football game, and like the best class banner, like I mentioned earlier, that will be displayed, and it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, perfect. Jensen, thank you so much for joining us today, and this has been James Martins with Let's Talk Guthrie County.